Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The crisis in West Asia has done little to cool the deal-making frenzy. Ashwin Mohan reports that Bain Capital and other global investors are exploring the purchase of up to a 25% stake in Indusind General Insurance as the Hinduja Group looks to unlock value and raise growth capital from the insurer it acquired as part of the Reliance Capital Insolvency Resolution process. The resilience, however, is not limited to deals. Despite early effects of the West Asia war, India Inc. delivered its strongest quarterly revenue growth in more than 3 years. A Money Control analysis of BSE 500 companies shows revenue rose 15.2% from a year earlier, the fastest pace in 13 quarters, while net profit increased 11%, the strongest growth in 4 quarters. The gap between revenue and profit suggests companies are still absorbing part of the increase in input costs rather than fully passing it on to consumers. Just when policymakers were more worried about fuel price-led inflation, the weather forecast added another layer of complication. Ishan Gera reports that the India Meteorological Department's downgrade of its April monsoon forecast has raised the risk of inflation climbing above 5%, with pulses, soybean and other rain-dependent crops most at risk if rainfall disappoints and food prices begin to rise. The AI gold rush is creating winners at a breathtaking pace. Ravindra Sonawane reports that memory chip makers such as SK Hynix, Micron and Samsung have delivered returns of up to tenfold over the past year, as surging demand for AI infrastructure, data centers and advanced semiconductors sparked a global re-rating of chip and technology stocks. A delayed audit report has led to a probe into Indusind Bank. India's Serious Fraud Investigation Office is questioning a few officials of Indusind Bank for missing the deadline in presenting a forensic audit report by PwC to the bank's board. Hansini Karthik reports that Serious Fraud Investigation Office is trying to find out whether PwC received sufficient cooperation from bank employees and whether some executives and board members deliberately delayed the report from being presented to the board. The hiring boom at India's global capability centres is giving way to a search for sharper skills. Debangana Ghosh and Reshab Shaw report that after years of aggressive expansion, GCCs are slowing overall recruitment and increasingly prioritizing mid and senior level professionals with specialized AI era capabilities as companies focus more on productivity than headcount growth. The rise in fuel prices is nudging buyers towards electric vehicles. Ishan Gera writes that electric vehicles accounted for nearly 7% of India's passenger vehicle sales in May, their highest share in more than a year. Nearly 22,000 EVs were sold in May, translating into an EV penetration rate of about 7%, up from around 4% in January and February. And finally, affluent Indians are turning to AI concierge apps to book restaurants and buy last-minute birthday gifts. Tushar Goenka and Chandra Srikant write that such firms are not only attracting customers, but also generating investor interest. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.